Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, the Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord our God has so much to say. There are so many things He would love to share with you. Many things have to happen for the Lord to get His thoughts to us. The Lord loves us. We have to, if we can focus on His love, we'll do fine. Now, the Lord has things He wants to say to you. So if He ever wake you up, give you a dream, speak to you in your spirit, in your heart, don't get in pride. Just know that He loves you. He's trying to let you know that He loves you, that He's concerned about your life. And God is not like those of power or those, the greatest people on earth that, you know, the stars and people like that. Some of the people that you love to watch on TV, movies, and sometimes even preachers that are well known, they wouldn't hold a conversation with you for a moment because they wouldn't see, you know, it's not worth their time. But God is not like that. God loves you. He's not like people that are in the position of great authority or great power or prominent or preeminent. He's not like that. He loves you for you. He loves you. And He cares about you enough to come here and die for you. And it's not because what you've done, what you can do for Him. You know, if you're a pastor or a minister, it's not for how many souls you win. He loves you regardless of all that. You know that if He loves those who are rebellious and wicked, He loves those who love Him. So it's important to understand that God loves you, and God does many great things because He loves us. Now, we left the last broadcast. These broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. So we're not going to go back and teach last week's radio broadcast. I'm going to pick up right where we left off, because you can go on newlivingletters.com and listen to last week. I think I announced the date wrong, but it's LLM on the website page, on the audio 3 page. It's LLM 1:13:18. So this is the next week. So you can go back and listen to the prior broadcast and then pick right up with this one. So we left last time talking about how none of the wicked would understand according to Daniel chapter 12. And none of the wicked will understand, and they'll do wickedly, and none of them will understand. And we talked about how the harvest is comprised of sinners that have never heard the word, and they got to be reaped so that they can miss out on the tribulation period, where God judges the earth because of His great wrath and His justice. God has to judge the world, so everybody that didn't believe on Jesus Christ and refused to believe on Him, He's going to come back and judge the world. I got to say this. Now, in the tribulation period, the Lord still wants people to repent. A person can get saved in the tribulation period, but let me explain something. The world will be being judged. Wars are going to break out. So many wars are going to break out that there will be wars and rumors of wars. And this life will not be like you know it now. We are used to peacetime. It's not going to be like this. It's going to be worse than World War II. It's going to be worse than World War I. There are going to be battles fought on the earth that have never been as bad as the one that's coming. And that's just the wrath of man. Not to mention that the earthquakes and the disasters, the water's going to be poisoned. It's going to be bad, folks. It's going to be just like what John described in Revelation. That's how it's going to end. That's what apostasy does. Apostasy is when people reject God. They know better and they reject Him. So God is going to come back and judge them. Now, there will even be many Christian people that went lukewarm, and they won't repent now. God's been trying to get them to repent. They're hard-headed. They won't listen. They're playing with the world. And God's going to leave them here. Even though great men of God get on TV and say that every Christian is going to be raptured, that's not true. The ones that love him and obey him, they'll be raptured. The ones that's playing with the world, that's in sin and won't repent, they'll be left. Those that walk in unforgiveness, unforgiveness is something. If you don't forgive, God will not forgive you. And my heart breaks because so many people have relationship trouble. There are people that are in all forms of strife. Get rid of the strife, because the strife will get rid of you. And I know that you're not gonna find justice among people. You know, there are many people who have men that are on child support, for instance. Now, some women, they really love the children and they're doing what they're supposed to do. And then I hear so many stories of women that they're just making a slave out of the man through the court system. And every time he gets a raise, they take him right back and get more money. And this can cause strife and unforgiveness. But I promise you, even though people are wicked and doing you wrong and not doing right by the children, forgive them anyway. Don't let them block you. You need God to forgive you of all your sins. So you have to forgive those who sin against you. And that may sound like a hard statement, but we've done God wrong. And we need to forgive those who... That's why I asked the Lord to teach me how to love his people, because I knew that I was not going to be treated fairly. On these jobs and among people, even in churches, you're not going to be treated fairly by man. Only those who love God will try to treat you fairly. But people will put others first. It's not right. It's not what you want to happen. Sometimes people do it by default. It seems like they're being low down, but they're not. They may not even be thinking about you. But what they've done remind you of what somebody else done. So, you know, a shotgun, when you shoot a shotgun, it shoots the bullet, the shot spread out, and you don't have to be a good shot. So what I like to do, I like to forgive people no matter what they do. I can't focus on man. I have to focus on the love of God. And I'm saying this for a reason. A lot of people are going to miss the rapture because they will not forgive others. And people have hurt them deliberately and on purpose and sometimes by default. And the enemy is behind it, not the person. Forgive the human and tell Satan to stop harassing you with his puppet. And that's how you win. The enemy is behind it. Even the court systems are not always right. Sometimes there are good judges. There are some that don't care. There are some that are deceived. Some are judging you based on what other people have done. But forgive those people. Don't let them hold you back. I'm going to tell you something about forgiveness. When you forgive people, you're released. They can't hold you back anymore. But if you don't forgive, then they're holding you back. And people are definitely going to do you wrong. I'm sorry. But God is going to do you right. Now, in fact, even if people do you wrong, God's going to judge them for it. And that's why God is going to judge the world, because they rejected Jesus Christ. Their sins remain. And while they were sinning, they were doing people wrong. And when you forgive others, then you're released to live. And God has forgiven you of your sins. And you're made rich in him. You're going to live forever. What you lose in this life, it means nothing. It's so important that God said, if somebody wants your coat, give them your vest as well. If they want you to walk 1 mile, walk with them too. This is what Jesus was talking about. People are not, if there were no demons, and if there was no sin, people would be doing you right, and there would be no problem. But there's sin here, and there are demons here. While you're trying to do right, the enemy's trying to hold you back any which way he can. But pray for your people. Pray for your children. Pray for the people who despitefully use you. I had to learn these hard sayings. To me, they were hard sayings when I first read them, but I kept reading them. And then eventually, as I practiced them, I saw why God said, do it. If you can trust him on this, you're going to do well. Now, the wicked are going to do wicked, and the wicked will not understand. There are people out there that hear me saying these things. They hear the warning voice of God. They can tell this of God, and they're not going to do it because wicked people will do wrong, and they will not understand. They can detect that it's good, but they have a problem with it because they love this world. But if you can repent, you're going to, even the wicked people, God would love to save them. Even those that are hard shell wicked people, God would love to save them because he values people. You can be corrected by the blood of Jesus if you will be corrected. But the wicked would not, they're going to reject it. There are people, just like we said in the last broadcast, there are people who believed on Jesus. They got in the kingdom, but they went right back to the world system. And the world system is comprised of the harvest. They're the sinners that need to get saved. And if the right things happen, if the right people minister to them, if somebody could explain Jesus right, they'll get saved. Over time, they'll get saved. And the Lord knows this. If he had enough laborers, he could get more people saved. But if people don't get saved, then they're going to go through the tribulation period. And if that don't work, they're going to go to hell. Even the judgments of the tribulation period is designed to cause men to repent. Even the most wicked people. But the wicked people are going to dig down deeper in the world. They're going to get more upset, and they're going to be worse than they was before the judgment hit. See, all these things are prophesied. So when they start coming to pass, some people are going to start asking the Lord to save them. Now, the leaders of this world, 10 kings, are going to give their power to the beast, which is the Antichrist. And if you love God, they're going to kill you if they can catch you. And they got many ways to track people. They got drones. They got satellites, your cell phone, all the electronic devices. They can track you with it. And you won't be able to buy or sell unless you take that mark. And don't take the mark. Now, the wicked will do wickedly, and they will not understand. So it's going to be bad. It's not like that now, but it's forming. Just like it said in Revelation, you can trust the word of God because it's true. Now, the Lord didn't want people that didn't love him to represent him, according to Isaiah chapter 6. So God sent blindness to them. In Isaiah chapter 29, it says, verse 9, Isaiah 29, verse 9 says, stay yourselves and wonder, cry ye out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. He's talking about the deception of the wicked. And these were the people that was the priest and the people that were supposed to be leading people to Jesus Christ. But they kept going into idolatry, and the Lord blinded them. And verse 10 explains the blindness. It says, for the Lord has poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep and has closed your eyes. And has closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, hath he covered. So the prophets and the rulers and the seers, they can't see anymore. They can't hear from God anymore. He closed their eyes. Verse 11 says, And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned or educated, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I am not learned. So nobody, the unlearned can't understand the word of God. And the people who are educated of Israel can't understand the word of God because the Lord blinded them. And you can spell it out. They can't understand it because they got into idolatry. The only way that the Jews and the Israelites can understand the word of God is if they repent and believe on. They can't even see Jesus because they harden their heart. Now, the Lord did this because he wants people who represent him to know him and to operate in his love. When people stop operating according to the love of God, then God can't manifest his blessings through them. We bear fruit after our kind. But listen to what Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, verse 23. He said, and he turned unto his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. Now, they're seeing the miracles of Jesus Christ. Jesus is there with them. Isaiah longed to see the Son of God that he prophesied about. He prophesied about Emmanuel in chapter 8. And in chapter 7 and 8, he prophesied about the soon coming king. Chapter 11, chapter 9, chapter 53, he talked about the Savior. He talked about how he would be filled with the seven spirits of God, which is the Holy Spirit, who manifests himself seven ways. And they're seeing it. They're experiencing it. They're watching people get healed. They went out telling people to come listen to Jesus and found out the devils were subject to him. All these things are certain and true. You can put all your trust in the word of God because he loves us. Now, we bear fruit after our kind. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity." And these are the scriptures we gave reference to earlier. "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them shall be likened unto a foolish man. But everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." And it's not, we need to understand what the Lord is doing. We need the sincerity of faith. The only way to have, see, faith in God is the highest form of sincerity, but it's love based. When you're motivated by the love of God, and you've been hearing the word of God, you have faith because you received it in love. When you take away the love, you have nothing, because faith won't work without love. When you can take God at his word, you can go forward. You can succeed. That's the easiest way to succeed. It's almost effortless to succeed when you operate according to the love of God and taking him at his word in faith. Now, Jesus put it this way. He said, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be which go therein, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leads to life, and few there be that find it. Beware of the false prophets which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." So there are people who will come preaching in Jesus' name, but on the inside they are wicked, and the wicked will do wickedly, and the wicked won't understand. Now, I've watched people who walk in love learn the most from the Lord. People who are in the kingdom of God and they love God, they can learn from him. But when people start getting in pride, they don't learn like they used to when they walked in love. If people deviate, the revelation that they can receive deviates. But those that walk in love, they speak with God's voice. And those that love the world, they start teaching wrong. And it's not anointed, because error is never anointed. A lie can never be anointed. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and he's the one who governs the anointing. So dead speech cannot be anointed. Only the life of God can be anointed. Only the people that love God can operate in the anointing. Now, if God anoints a person to do something, they are anointed for life. But if they work in opposition to it, they stop the process. They can't grow. They're not growing anymore. They're regressing. Now you can study the how Saul treated David. Now Saul was anointed to be king. He knew how to be a king, but he did wrong, and God fired him. But his anointing remained. And sometimes, even after he did wrong, he did some things right, or he said some things because he was still anointed. He prophesied, probably saying how David would be king. When he took all his clothes off and laid on the ground and prophesied, because he was still anointed, and David said he was anointed, and David didn't kill him because he was anointed, but he died because he saw the witch. The wickedly will do wicked, and the wicked will not understand. If you can trust the Lord on this, it'll help you out in life. There are different types of people. There are sinners that will God know that they'll get saved if they heard the word right. They're part of the harvest. And then the wicked, they're not going to do right no matter what happens. Even if they get saved, they'll go right back to the world because they love the world more than they love God. Now, if you don't have to take my word for it, but if you look out in life, that's what happens. So many people have gone to church and got hurt at church because people go to church. The Lord never said that every church was of him, because people go there, and even the best people are under attack, and the enemy's trying to stop them. So even good people can have a bad day, but that's not what I'm talking about, because when they realize what they did wrong, they'll repent. But wicked people will not understand, and they will do wickedly, and they'll treat you wrong. And they, in every walk of life, there are people there. Some love God. Some will do what's right. Some have never gotten saved, and they'll try to do you right, and they'll care about you, and they'll try to help you. And then there are those who have gotten saved, but they went back to the world, and they'll be treacherous. So if the way people love God is the way that they love man. And the way that people love man is also the way they love God. So however people treat you, that's what they also do to the Lord. And the Lord knows this. But he loves us anyway. He's trying to get us saved. He's trying to help us out. He's for us, not against us, even if you're wicked. But stop trusting to be wicked if you're wicked, because it's going to be a demise to you. It's going to be a problem. And if you know better, please do better, because God do want to save you, and he can turn your life around, and you can fall in love with him. You can obey him. But if you keep kicking against the pricks like Paul did, you're going to get knocked down. It's going to be bad. But God loves us. And, you know, all the scriptures work together to help us grow. God is not trying. If God wanted to destroy man, he wouldn't have gave man salvation. He knew that we wasn't going to do right. And none of us understood from the beginning. We didn't enter the kingdom of God because we were so wonderful. Some of us were beat down and weary, and we heard the word, and we saw hope. And we trusted God, and God blessed us. It's not that we deserve it. It's not that I deserved it. It's not that anybody deserved it. Nobody deserved what Jesus did for us, but he did it. And that's who I preach for. Now, if you don't listen, that's on you. But if you do listen, you're going to be so happy. You're going to hug the neck of all those who prayed for you and loved you and cared about you and represented you to God and represented God to you. You're going to be happy with them. They are your best friends. The Lord loves us, and he does have so much to say. His love is sincere towards us. And he will, every day people die. Every day people die. And the Lord has to tell some to enter the kingdom. And the angels rejoice with those that are dying the Lord. One of the Psalms says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. And he welcomes you with open arms because he loves you. Every part of Jesus loves you. You can feel the love coming from everybody who saw the other side, everybody who ever saw Jesus. They talk about the love that they experience in his presence. He loves us deeply, and I love him. And when I first got saved, I was highly motivated not to sin because I didn't want to betray somebody that loved me like that. Somebody that died for me, he shed his blood for me. I'm not going to go back and sin again. And so that's why I said, Lord, teach me how to love your people. If I don't learn how to do this, I don't want to sin against you. And that's how that was the condition of, that's how my heart was. And I knew I was capable of getting upset and doing things the wrong way. But holding grudges, unforgiveness, no. I can't do that. And I hope I never, ever, ever do that. Even if people do me wrong, which I know they will, I want to do right by them. And I found out when you forgive others, you're released to live. And what they've done to you don't hold you back. And whatever you lost can be regained. And some people are in a miserable condition. You know, they're still, it's not over yet. People are still hurting them. They still have to deal. But if you learn to master what I'm saying, and if you learn to live in forgiveness and go forward, even when they do their worst to aggravate your life, it's like all their efforts hit your shield of faith and bounce back. And sometimes people, even though they were doing wickedness against you, they see a greater way of living and they get saved. Some people harden their heart, but they always, the way that they end up, you're going to feel sorry for them. I promise you. If people don't repent, if they stay hard-headed, just watch. In time, you're going to feel sorry for them. Because it always plays out, always, when people do people wrong. You can't do people wrong and live a good, healthy life. You have to repent in time before the cancer starts and before the problems of corruption manifest. But God doesn't want to see people in a bad demise. He wants people to love him and go forward. And every day he has to tell people, you can't come here. And people, see, many will come to him saying, Lord, Lord, I always read it as if it was one day. This is every day. People don't die all at once. That they die over time. And many people who thought they were on God's side, the Lord can't let them in heaven because they got unforgiveness. There is a preacher from Africa that died. You can look it up on YouTube. And he was dead 3 days. And Lord, and the angel said, if you died now, this is where you'd be. He was showing him hell. He showed him heaven first, and then he showed him hell. He said, in the ambulance, you asked the Lord to forgive you of all your sins, but you didn't forgive your wife. And he held a grudge against his wife. And he couldn't go to heaven at that time. But his wife believed God, and he was raised from the dead. It was all over. They made a video about it. Years ago, I watched it. And they made another one. And the Lord told me... The angel told him, if you die now, this is where you'd be. He was in hell. But he came back and he taught a lesson about the dangers of unforgiveness. He saw a pastor there that was stealing money. And he wanted to come back and pay the money. But he was dead. He couldn't come back. He's forever there. There are people going to hell every day that thought they were right with God, but they did not do the word of God. They did not. They refused to repent when the Lord tried to convict them of their sin. They hardened their heart and they wouldn't receive repentance. And then some people just won't forgive others, and they hold grudges and they're in strife. So just don't die if you're doing that. But get it right. The blood of Jesus was shed for us. Be washed in the blood. Live unto him. Do what the scriptures tell you to do. If whatever Jesus said in the word of God, you can take it at face value. And if you do it, you will be blessed. And if you don't, you'll be cursed. It's in our best interest to follow him. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to move in your life and bless you. Let everybody you know about the broadcast and the website, newlivingletters.com. People need to know these things. The Lord wants to save every soul. And it really don't matter what they've done before. If they can believe, they can be saved. And if they work according to God's word, God can move in their life and correct what was wrong. It's easy for God to do that if we trust him and cooperate with him. Now, I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to move in your life. And remember, I love you. God loves you. And Jesus truly is our Lord.